just in regards to the answer to yesterday's question. So the most common tree of the whole year is the tree of Rosh Chodesh. You read it every month, except for the month of Tishrei. Sometimes you read it twice a month. Right? The day Lamed and the day Aleph. So that's the most common, the most commonly read psukim of the whole Torah. But in the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, and according to the minhag which we have in Chutz La'aretz, we don't follow the Gra, so you read the Pasuk Gimel is the third Pasuk of the first Aliyah, and then in the second Aliyah of Rosh Chodesh, we go back to Pasuk Gimel and read it again. So it comes out that the Pasuk Gimel, B'Amar Tzolohem, is read, the most commonly read Pasuk of the whole year, is the third pasuk of the parasha of Parashas Atamid, really, B'mar Tzolohem, which is read twice every single day of Rosh Chodesh, every day of all the days of Rosh Chodesh of the year. So that was the first half of the answer. The second half of the answer was why, possibly that's not the correct answer, because according to the Vilna Gaon, which is the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, they actually divide the psukim differently. Because what you're having, the way we divide it as such, we're going back to reading pasuk 3, you're within 2 psukim of the beginning of a parasha. You're not supposed to start within 2 psukim of the beginning of a parasha. But we don't have a choice, because the parasha only has 8 psukim. You want to get 3 aliyahs in over there, what are you going to do? So you read 3, then you read pasuk 3, 4, and 5, and then pasuk 5, then 6, 7, and 8. But you're stuck reading pasuk number 3, which is 2 psukim within the beginning of a parasha, which is not correct in halacha, but we have no choice. He comes up with a different division. You can really theoretically, and this says you can read Pasuk Aleph Beis Gimel, and then read Pasuk 4 through 8, and the Parsha of Shabbos if you want. And the next Aliyah can read Psukim, the last 3 Psukim of the Parsha, which is 6, 7, and 8, and the Psukim of Shabbos again. You can read that Parsha a second time. So you end up never needing to be within one Pasuk at the beginning of the Parsha, and you don't repeat Vemar Tzolohem. So that is how he divides it up. And this way you have division, which does not need to get involved in the problem of being within 3 psukim, the beginning or the end of a parasha. Okay, I want to start the lachas, the introduction to the lachas of Brei Pri HaGafen. A little bit of an easier unit than a shorter unit than the brachas of Amotzi and Mazonos. Brei Pri HaGafen is a special bracha. It's the only drink which gets a special bracha of its own, a special nusach of a bracha of its own. Normally it would be a shahakol. Olive oil would be ha'etz, and Brei Pri HaGafen theoretically should be ha'etz. It's the pri of ha'etz of the Geffen. It's its own special bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen because of the chashivas. We use it to say kiddush, to say Abdullah. It's mesameach leva adam. The Gemara, the Sukkim talk about the importance of wine, the value of wine. So Chazal gave it its own special bracha, Brei Pri HaGafen, which the main purpose the Russian made the Geffen for was to be able to produce the Geffen. What's interesting is if a person would make a bracha, Brei Pri HaGafen, on grapes, he's not yotzei, according to some opinions. Because that's not the bracha of the grapes are Brei Pri HaEitz. The main purpose of the Geffen is the wine, not the grapes. So that's why it gets its own special bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen. That halacha also applies even in the middle of a meal. Normally a person takes a drink in the middle of a meal, it's considered secondary to the bread. So you don't have to make a bracha, you have to make a bracha on the drink that you're drinking. But wine is so chashev that it gets its own, it's not considered secondary to the bread, it gets its own bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen, even in the middle of a meal. So we're going to talk about this in the next few days. Considering the chashivas of wine, does that halacha apply to grape juice? Does halacha apply to grape juice, which comes from concentrate? Does it apply to cooked wine? What about other things that are mixed in? What about if water is mixed in? What halachas do we have? Does it still get that same special chashivas of Brei Pri HaGafen? Another halacha we're going to talk about is the fact that wine is so kosher that other drinks which go with the wine are considered included in the bracha of the wine. So a person's going to sit down by Kiddush Shabbos morning and he's going to drink some wine and he's going to drink some soda. So he has to make a bracha on the soda because he made a bracha, Brei Pri HaGafen, on the wine. And I want to touch on at least the concept of the bracha of Tovei Meitiv, which almost in halacha is very rare that you actually can't say Tovei Meitiv, but halacha says that since there's a chashivas to wine, if we bring a second wine to the table, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a special bracha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he brought, gave us so much of wine available, that there's even another type of wine also available. So that's the bracha of Tovei Meitiv. I want to talk about those halachas also. So Bezer Hashem, we're going to talk about that in the coming week. Have a good morning.